was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, fellow Freedom Screamers. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I wanted to remind you that Freedom Screaming season opened on March 1st. It lasts for 365 days. No permit is required. So, John, is John Lamb still with us?
I am, yes.
Awesome. Chris has an appearance this Friday on the 10th floor of the courthouse on Lewis Avenue, which I believe is the County Justice Center or something they call it. We'll get the details here. Hold on a sec, Chris. Let me just put out the general overview, and then we can fill in the details. This Friday at 9 in the morning on the 10th floor, and we'll give you the address here. I believe it's 200 Lewis Avenue in Las Vegas. They're going to try to lock Chris, our guest up here tonight that you're talking with right now on the phone there. Chris in Las Vegas is going to have a competency hearing, and they're going to try to lock him up in a psychiatric center. They've already told him to, quote-unquote, get your affairs in order by the 31st. That means it's been predetermined, and if we don't have some public pressure. So I'm hoping maybe, if possible, you could at least spread the word and see if we can get some courtroom observers up there or at least make the phone calls. And the information with the phone numbers is posted online on my website, which is courtroomwatch.com. So you'll see a couple of top postings. You'll see the jury nullification flyer. You'll see the phone blitz for Chris Cave in Las Vegas. And then there's, what else did we have there? One other thing, and there's a couple other at the top that are of immediate importance to these cases at hand. So if you could just possibly put the word out there, and at least if people can't make it to the courthouse on Friday morning to stand with Chris, at least make some phone calls on his behalf. I've already left a message on the judge's voicemail, and I haven't gotten a call back yet, so I'm going to try again tomorrow. And I'm going to go through, and I encourage everybody listening to this broadcast, if you value your freedom and if you care about Chris, he's our friend tonight. He's on almost every night. Chris in Las Vegas is going up to in front of for a competency hearing. I mean, what a joke. Chris is smarter than most of the rest of us on all this stuff, and he's taking it really well. And I know this is scary stuff, and it's serious, serious, serious stuff that they're doing. This is exactly what they did in the Soviet Union. The Solzhenitsyn, who wrote the Gulag Archipelago, they locked up all the political awake people, all the freedom fighters, so to speak, and they weren't even doing violence. These were not like, you know, Weather Underground, setting off bombs, robbing banks, blah, 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 whatever. No, these guys were just writers. They were just writers and speakers and just people like Chris and myself who are just trying to do this peacefully. And because they can't come up with anything, hold on, because they can't come up with anything else, they label us mentally ill. Go ahead, Chris.
You mean like Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn and the Weather Underground, the ones that bombed police stations and were trying to poison the water supplies up in the Northeast?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get off track. But yeah, them. We're not talking about violent political dissidents here. I mean, people have heard Chris speak before. He's a perfectly sound mind and quality spirit. And he's always tries to take the moral high ground. And anyway, we cannot allow him to be locked up in a psychiatric ward. That would be, I mean, this is getting off the charts. And I don't know. I mean, I do know why this is going on, because the globalists, the global communists that took over the new administration, are fundamentally, inherently no different from who they just took over from. They all have one credo in the end, and it's not America first and all that. It is uphold the system and the gears, the way they turn, within the tyrannical, dictatorial, militarized, ecclesiastic slavery we live under, that system is a paramount above all else. You can have arguments on the wall. You can argue about which countries fight, who's doing Japan and North Korea, and what Nunes said about spying, and the NSA, and all this other stuff doesn't really matter if they can keep the evil Antichrist system running. And this is why we need deep fundamental rest, not change. They've already changed it. It didn't work out for us. I'm talking about restoring fundamental liberties that were in effect earlier in our history that are not in effect anymore. And I know, you know, we went bad real early, but once again, we have to get back to common law, which is the fundamental concepts and precepts, which is, you know, common law, no victim, no crime. Chris isn't accused of hurting anybody. Once again, it's just like Tom's case. This is another one of these society is a victim thing. And how come that didn't change when the administration took over? We need to talk about that. That's a fundamental big change. If we can get the courts away from no media victim, no media crime. Disobeying the state statutes is not a crime if there's nobody injured, if there's no injured party, or nobody being, you know, imminently, there's no imminent, immediate threat of danger. Once again, if somebody's running around and they're sick, you know, schizophrenic and they're wielding a knife, you know, you can assume that they're probably going to, you know, probably try to stab somebody, and that, of course, that person may need to be addressed, but there's very few of them out there. That would be a peace officer situation where you could justify the use of having a peace officer and just dealing with it as best you could. But law enforcement, there's no money to be made on peace officers, because you'd only need a few of them in every community, even the cities. Only when the peace is disrupted will they go after people. So now if you went on that concept, you wouldn't going to have any more gang violence in the cities, because the drug war is going to end. As soon as you stop assuming that there's a society can be a victim, what does it matter who's carrying what drug or selling it to somebody or doing it in the privacy of their own home or apartment? It doesn't matter. It's the way it is, and there's no immediate victim. Society cannot be a victim, and that's the way it's got to be. Yeah, okay, there's always some cost, some risk, some downside. And guess what? Too bad. It's not worth it. The downside of government tyranny is far, 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 far worse than whatever little problem that it is from people doing drugs in the privacy of their own home. That cost has to be kind of find a victim there and really make a stretch to show some kind of immediate injury or cost to anybody. You know, and by the way, the people who are doing the drugs, they're not going to stop because we have a drug war. It doesn't do any good. They're not going to quit. They're just going to keep doing it and go deeper underground and into hiding and pay more for it. And maybe the crackhead feels that they have to go out and rob somebody because they can't afford to get $500 a night for a fix. If they could get it for $5 a night, guess what? They wouldn't be stealing to get their stuff. But as soon as you make something illegal, the price goes up through the roof. The criminal gangs come into it. They don't care if you could make underpants or bras illegal. People are going to start killing each other over it and have turf wars over it. Doesn't matter. You can make pink polka-dotted T-shirts illegal. The gangs would come in and start fighting each other over it. Everybody would want it, and the price would be $150 a shirt. We already saw it with alcohol. Drug war doesn't work. It just creates the society and the superstructure for disarming the people. This is all geared toward the gun grab. Like John was just saying before, now this Amish guy who's looking at all these years in prison, he's going to be a convicted felon now. Even if he gets out in a couple of years, he's going to come out. His life's ruined. He's not. The state's going to tell him he can't own guns anymore, which is absurd. And this is how they disarm people, you see? We're selling a hand cream, and guess what? The blood of this atrocity is on Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions. They could have pulled the plug on this case. This was an FDA. This is a federal case. They could have told the FDA, back off and drop this case. And by the way, the FDA doesn't take cases in. The Justice Department takes these cases in. The FDA hands the case to the local federal prosecutor. So what the hell is Jeff Sessions' immediate employee doing running with this case. They weren't told to drop it. They weren't told. Are you kidding me? You know, these cases are famous. They're all over the news, at least in our news, and it went pretty deep. I heard it make a lot of, it got out to millions of people know about this case. And I'm sure that somebody in the administration knows about this case. These are not mystery cases. They could find them. They could say, hey, they need to have people that look out for cases like this and the cases that need to be dropped, where they should pull the plug and this Washington, D.C. should call and say, hi, this is Jeff Sessions. Y'all got to drop this case now. Y'all don't come back now. Yeah. All right. Boop. Bye. That's it. This is so simple. This is why it's really frustrating to me. And this is where the worst of the atrocities are. And it's a huge slap in the face to the real true patriot community, which is us. It's not the people who are telling you everything's fine. Oh, just hold tight. Everything's going to get better. We're going to have more jobs soon. Just hold on. There's no more holding on. I mean, people are going down. And this is how they're getting through with the gun grab. And I don't hear any serious talk. I don't want to use the word big talk. But, I mean, talk about big, important things coming from people at the top of the chain right now, at the top of the pyramid, the people sitting in the driver's seat in Washington. They can make up all kinds of executive orders to do all kinds of weird stuff. We've all researched the executive orders. They're ungodly. Splitting up families, taking over cars, stealing people's houses and property, taking all the food in the country. I mean, there's executive orders they made for everything. How come they can't have an executive order that says free these immediate couple hundred patriots and grant them clemency? I don't care what you call it. Call it clemency. Call it whatever the words they use. Drop the case. They could have not. They didn't have to take that case against the Amish farmer to trial. They don't have to take Tom Lacovara's case to trial. And all these, anybody who's prosecuting these cases answers to Jeff Sessions in Washington. I mean, what is going on here? It doesn't matter what Nunes says about spying. It doesn't matter if North Korea's menaces Japan. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter if they're rounding us up and putting us in cages, and they are on quite a large scale. Look what they're about to do to Chris on Friday. So anyway, back to you, back to the matter at hand. John, if you can, like I said, if you go to courtroomwatch.com, you'll see it online, so in case you didn't have a chance to write it down. But it's Friday morning, 9 o'clock, and Chris, you fill in the 10th floor of the County Justice Center on Lewis Avenue, and Chris, I'll let you fill in the rest of the details. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, it's Room C, NC. Is Judge Jennifer Tagliati's case or room. She's actually a competency judge. I understand she was appointed, not elected. And whenever the judge has all the powers under one black robe and deciding what evidence to admit, what to witnesses to accept, what rulings to make, who's competent, this and that sort of stuff, that's the definition of a tyrant. Not me that says it's what the law says. And it's a very important point, and like you said, the fact that there's no other injured party that's actually received any material injury that's articulable whatsoever, other than myself having my very valuable collectible automobile low production numbers stolen from my front driveway, my private property that's well posted with no trespass signs, without a lawful warrant, without lawful service of process, mere simulated sham legal fictitious non-service of non-process, posed to look like process, to fool the unsophisticated, the ignorant, the incompetent, or the not experienced, of which I guess, since I was able to discern that it wasn't lawful paperwork, would certainly at least suggest that I may have some competency about myself.
Well, sure. What's the address of the courthouse again, Chris?
200 East Lewis Avenue.
200 Lewis Avenue. That's Lewis. 200 Lewis Avenue. Yeah. So anybody within driving distance of Vegas, please get there on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, be there to stand with Chris, so they know a lot of people are watching this case. I need a lot of phone calls too. What's that, Chris?
I usually park a few blocks to the south and walk a couple of blocks and save the pay to parking. But be very cautious. They'll ticket the crazy out of you around there, and they've got paid parking lots and stuff. But it's about 4 or 5 blocks away. You can park for free on the street for 2 hours, and you have to walk a couple of blocks. But it's beautiful weather in Las Vegas right now, and if somebody likes to walk, and it's really pretty busy around there, so there's not much elemental danger and lots of law offices and stuff, so it's a pretty good neighborhood to walk in.
We'll try to get you, I'll try to get you some people over there Friday morning there, Chris. We'll see what kind of supporters we can get you.
I'm always pleased if I get some support, because I go out and support people. I court watch and try to take copious notes, and I'm astute about all the tricks and traps the judges use and the prosecutors use. I saw all kinds of material defects. I wonder why attorneys don't ask questions that occur to me while I'm sitting there, you know, and why they let attorneys testify. Well, the judge is not going to stop the attorneys from testifying. The other attorneys aren't going to stop them from testifying. The attorneys are not cops to testify. That's Trinsey versus Pagliaro, T-R-I-N-S-E-Y. T-R-I-N-S-E-Y and P-A-G-L-I-A-R-O. That is the case that 12b-6, failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted, is predicated upon. And it tells you quite clearly that one in U.S. versus Lovato and Porter versus Porter and Holt versus U.S. These cases all tell you that attorneys are not competent to witness. They can't be a counsel and a witness both. And therefore, although their testimony can be enlightening, it doesn't rise to the level of evidence because they're conflicted, they have a financial or other vested interest in the case, and therefore they're not a neutral, independent third party with actual first-party competent knowledge through the so-called facts they claim they're testifying to.
They're all members of the same club, and of course they have a financial interest in upholding the system above all else. And that's why we see really not much change at the federal level right now, because they're not going to rock the boat enough to jeopardize this whole cash cow that they have called the Admiralty Law Court System, or the victimless society is a victim of the fictitious entity. The court system that thrives off the fictitious entity. It thrives off the idea that society is a victim, so every single person in this country is jeopardizing society in some way or another. I mean, just by breathing, they're going to claim. And so I'm not seeing anybody there. They're just, you know, because we have members of the same club up there right now in this new administration, you're not going to see any fundamental restoration of our unalienable rights under common law to require the state to always show a victim, to require the judge to always operate, you know, within the parameters of the Constitution and common law. And we're not even close to that. We're so far away from that, it's all gone. It's just a complete dictatorship now. It's a combination of whatever whims and ideas come out of the state legislature and whatever the judicial procedure that they make up is. And that's what they go by. They'll screw everything else except that judicial procedure. And if they can pull in some state statute, oh, of course, God, if we do that, if we pull up the state statute, like the public officer's law that requires a bond that they're violating by not having one, and of course, we're mentally ill. You see, and I read, look, I pulled out the legal research writing and analysis book from the law school, and I looked at one of the motions to dismiss that the stuff that the way they teach the attorneys to do it. And their stuff, the first thing said, your jurisdiction is lacking because it is not in line with the Constitution of the United States of America. I mean, it was okay for the attorneys to write up a motion to dismiss or a motion for dismissal with prejudice. But it's once we start talking like that, oh, all of a sudden we're crazy folk. We're crazy. You got to lock us up in the psychiatric ward. And if this wasn't so serious and scary, I'd be laughing right now. It's funny. It's comical. But I mean, they're destroying people's lives and they're happy to do it. And I don't hear anybody in the Justice Department or the White House. I mean, it was more important for Trump to get up and kiss the ass of the Greek Orthodox bishop dressed up like a witch with the witch's hat even. He had even had the head. The big black thing that came over his head, as well as all the way down his body. He was dressed up fully witched out. And Trump said, "Your Eminence, I'm so glad you're here. But why didn't we care about Clive and Bundy, Tom LaCavara, and the Irish and the Amish farmer?" Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought of that whenever he was talking about the cleric that he talked to about Your Eminence. And Obama called him Your Excellencies when he went to see his foreign potentates that he was kissing their butt on. More importantly, though, if you allow me, I want to read a little citation from a case called Adderley versus the State of Florida at 385 U.S. 39-49, 1967 decision by Justice Black.
Mm-hmm.
He says, where would we really find the principal danger to civil liberty in a republic? Not in the governors as the governors, not in the governed as the governed, but in the governed unequipped to function as governors. The chief enemies of republican freedom are mental sloth, conformity, bigotry, superstition, credulity, monopoly in the market of ideas, and utter unbenighted ignorance. Relying as it does on the consent of the governed, representative government cannot succeed unless the community receives enough information to grasp public issues and make sensible decisions. As lights which may have been enough for the past do not meet the needs of the present, so the present lights will not suffice for the more extensive and complex problems of the future. Heretofore, public enlightenment may have only been a manifest desideratum. Today, it constitutes an imperative necessity. The First Amendment, says Justice Black, reflects the faith that a good society is not static but advancing, and that the fullest possible interchange of ideas and beliefs is essential to the attainment of this goal. From Feldman versus U.S., 322 U.S. 487-501, the dissenting opinion at Con Supra at 102. So, for us to have the audacity to actually study and make ourselves an informed citizenry or non-citizenry, as the case may be, is actually a duty that we have as members of a republican government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The people must informed, educated, and must be self-educated, because the public central Soviet-styled schools are not going to teach you anything about law so you can competently defend yourself, and they literally have you ignorant so you can go in, the judges can pretend that you're a loony, and that because you know law, that you're incompetent and you're showing nonsense and lunatical pro se ramblings, even in spite of the fact that they might be nothing but Supreme Court opinions and law that you're actually citing that's relevant and material operating on the case that you're citing.
Yeah, well, of course, in those cases, you know, that those are the same cases that the attorneys are going to cite in their paperwork when the defense attorney or the public defender, the public pretender, puts in their paperwork. It's going to sound, they're going to bring up the same cases, and we're getting told we're mentally ill because we have to, we just, just because we don't want to hire one of their buddies, we're getting labeled, you know, mentally ill, and that's exactly what they did. Once again, I implore people to read The Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, famous Soviet dissident, freedom fighter in a nonviolent, peaceful way, brilliant author, writer, speaker, activist. And once again, they use the mental health, they use this disguise, this scam of mental health to try to label patriots. Somehow we have to be incarcerated against our will. I mean, are you kidding me? This is how anybody can think that there's change just came down the pike with this stuff going on. I mean, everything is still going exactly the same as not, if not worse than it was before the election. I wish it was different. I wanted to have change. I was really excited after the election. I'm like, wow, it's a good thing we didn't get Hillary. Man, you know, at least we have a chance now. And I, you know, back in my head is saying, you know, look who's around him. You know, Sessions has no desire to upset the apple cart and get rid of this 90% of this cash cow that they have claiming society is a victim. And that's too bad. It's got to go, or we're all dead. We're all slaves. Go ahead. Tom in Utah has a suggestion. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. John Lamb, are you still with us, my friend?
Yes, I am.
You're welcome to hang in with us right till the end of the show. If you have anything to add, you just chime in. Right now, we're going to go to Tom in Utah. So we got Tom in Utah. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Tom, we got about 5 minutes till the break. Can you tell us what you would as your suggestion, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's looked at my cases. They're linked from that GassyAmerica.com one that's specifically called Family versus State. In 2002 or 2001, when the case first opened, I right away understood the problems in the courts. So I published everything almost on a daily basis, everything that I could on, and the findings and everything else on these cases, kept, you know, I'd be out doing the medical diligence and then the legal diligence and then the legislative diligence, and then at night I'd be up writing like a madman, you know, even in fatigue, publishing everything I could on the cases. And I've been listening, and I've been waiting for a website to refer to on each of these players' situations in the court. You know, so my suggestion is put out a website where we can find the details and the prosecution names and phone numbers, everything like that. In fact, if you look at my Family versus State, or even the Daniel in AllianceDen.us, it's a link from that site, you'll see that I have a page listing the lawyers and the medical people, like in the psychiatrist and everything. Oh, by the way, before I forget, one of the reasons they want to list somebody as mentally incompetent is to interfere with their Second Amendment rights. I hope you understand that, right? You there?
Oh, of course. That's all. Yeah, that's all we've been talking about. My whole point, I don't know if you were listening last half hour, but I made the huge point that this is this whole drug war and the mental health thing and all these persecutions are meant to take people's gun rights after they can get a successful conviction, you know, for the enemy, a conviction for a misdemeanor, enough misdemeanors, or a felony, especially if they can get you on a felony. Then it's bye-bye gun ownership, and they can get, this is how they're disarming people, a little bit at a time, through these court cases where they tell people, well, you no longer have the legal right to own a gun because this, that, or this, or that. So, you know, once again, Chris is going to have that issue coming up. If they can pull anybody, if they can pull people into the mental health system in any capacity, even if it's just a visit to the psychiatrist, let alone taking medication, or God forbid you're in the court, they're going to use that to disarm you. Absolutely. Yes, I'm constantly making that point, including tonight. Yeah, Tom, you're right about that. This is all about disarmament. The mental health laws are about getting the guns. The drug war is about getting the guns. It's setting up all the laws and codes, and, you know, I hate to use the word law because they're unlawful, but all the legalities and statutes and regulations and procedures for kicking in doors in the drug war are being used now to kick in doors in the gun grab. And the actual SWAT unit, they don't call it the SWAT team anymore. They call it the SWAT unit, Special Operations and Response, in the New York State Police. And that's the unit that kicked in Shane Bennett's door to get his, to take his guns under the New York Safe Act. And that unit was the narco unit, the unit that was established to kick in the doors for the drug war. And now this exact same unit that was used to kick in the doors of the drug war is being used to kick in doors to take the guns. And it's called the SORT unit, S-O-R-T, Special Operations and Response Team. Let me talk about this more with you all after the break. Hold it. We got a break coming up. Everybody hold their thought. We'll be right back after this break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with a whole bunch of other people, including John Lamb, Tom in Utah, Chris in Vegas. Hang with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ain't no denying, ain't no denying.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I wanted to thank John Lamb. I didn't get a chance to thank him before he checked out. John, if we just lost you and you want to call back, you are absolutely welcome to. But I know you got things to do and it's getting late and you got to get some sleep. So thanks for joining us. I just wanted to formally thank John Lamb for being with us tonight and hanging right in there for the like he did and giving us the fantastic updates. Without John Lamb, and without this broadcast, you know, y'all wouldn't know anything about this. I wouldn't know anything about it. You know, where are the other media outlets? We need some help in this. You know, I don't have any budget. I'm doing this on a shoestring just to keep the phone on and everything, just basics going. I mean, you know, and there's operations out there that have camera crews and travel budgets. Why are they not helping us cover these most important and crucial, absolutely, I can't stress enough how important what's going on now in the witch's court, how important it is. This is an indicator of lack of change, if you want to call it change or restoration or resurrection or how, turning back the clock on tyranny, restoring our republic and the rights that are being violated. This is so important, and it's frustrating to me, so I just wanted to vent that out there because I really think it's wrong. The silence is deafening. The silence from the people in our own supposed what you would call the truth media. The silence is deafening. I don't get it. We don't get anything from anybody. Nobody even. I don't think anybody cares. Clive and Bundy. Boy, they cared when it was time to make money off all the videos and the reports and the traffic to the websites about all this big thing in Nevada with the cattle standoff and against the government. He got his cattle back, now firing a shot. What a great victory, and now just, boop, everybody disappears. You know, except for the hardcore people like us who are bringing the news to you. So this is real news. I really don't care I do care what goes on a geopolitical international level. I mean, I think people would know that. I don't want to be wallowing in ignorance, but it really doesn't matter what's going on at the international level right now if they're rounding up patriots at home, and that's what they're doing. So go ahead, Chris.
What I was going to say is, it's almost as if the feds or other agencies are paying the news to go out and cover some of these events under the pretext of being news reporters so they can gather up video data for the analysis units, the data mine, to find out and find people to indict. And
that
so they don't show up.
Yeah,
You know, it's kind of like these so-called mental health professionals. If you go to read the DSM-5, and in particular read Section 7, that 7 is a special number, like as I told you before, if you look at Volume 7 of the Corpus Juris Secundum, Attorney-Client Relationships, you find a lot of good stuff. In the DSM-5, 7 is ethics. And when you read their so-called ethics, they're obviously written by attorneys and judges. That basically what these people are undercover surrogate investigators for the courts. They don't do anything for the client, the court's paying for it. They operate specifically for the court as a surrogate intel investigator or inquisitor to help the court build the case against the client under the guise of mental health examinations or competency examinations, when it's really just an evidence data mining operation.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just true. Tom, any other thoughts from you, Tom, before we get over to Steve in Kansas?
Yeah, I want to know, has the court documents, everything that could be published, being published, and a way to easily get to that so you can actually, I published everything I could.
Yeah, Chris is working on the immediate phone numbers that I'd like people to call on his behalf, and you can get the email when you call. They're up at the courtroom. If you can have somebody assist you on this, Tom, or I can call you, because I know you're at a disadvantage sometimes on the computer, but if you can get somebody to look this up for you, or if you need my help, I'll call you later. But the numbers are on courtroomwatch.com. I don't know if we included the address of the courthouse, because I didn't have that at the time we posted it. I may have to add that. Once again, I'm just going to speak it out there right now. The address of the courthouse for Chris's case on Friday morning is 200 Lewis Avenue, LEWIS. That's the number 200, 200 Lewis Avenue, and that's right in Las Vegas. It's the County Justice Center. You can't miss it. It's a different building from where the federal courthouse. That's where the trials that John Lamb is covering. They're down at a different building. But this one that Chris is appearing in is for the county and more local matters. And he's going up in front of a competency judge. And this is the most dangerous of all the judges, of all the witches, and all the tyranny is this, quote, competency court. Because that's where they lock people up on their political beliefs. And with just the whim of the witch, they can lock somebody like Chris or any one of the rest of us up just because they want to. And it's that simple. And if nobody challenges their power, then they get away with it. If they know enough people are watching and we call these numbers on his behalf, then believe me, it does help. I've seen it help in the past. I know it helps. Don't ever think that your voice doesn't matter, people. It definitely matters. If they get enough calls, they will back off of Chris, and that's what we need. And so I'm going to read the numbers right now for our friends. Tom, I was going to read the numbers, but yeah, go ahead.
Is all of this available by linking to RTR?
I'm not sure. We had trouble.
That needs to happen.
Yeah, we had trouble. We had trouble embedding the HTML for the RBN network into our stuff. And so, but we're linked to it as best we can, and we're going to work on it. John Stantler is going to make a few adjustments, I think. But I guess there was a problem with embedding the RTR HTML into, so we couldn't link it quite as tightly as we wanted to, technically speaking, but we're working on it.
If somebody Googles Chris,
go to courtroomwatch.com, you'll see the phone blitz for Chris. If somebody can link that or post it at the RBN network, that would be helpful. I don't think I got around to doing that yet. But that should
and
be
any,
done, and that,
any,
that's fine. Yep.
Any documentation he has should be available, too.
Yeah, we're
going
to
scan it in, get it up.
Yep, we're going to try to have it posted first and foremost at courtroomwatch.com under documents. And I'll have Chris is still finishing up his documents right now as we speak, so not everything's completed yet. And he has very little his court. And so there's not a lot to report on the documents. So as soon as he's done, we'll get that posted, Tom.
I turned something in this morning or this afternoon, Tom and Eric and everyone. It may have some effect, we're going to hope, and it may stop the proceeding. It was pretty interesting.
Well, email that to Daniel. You've got Daniel's email, right?
You better give that. Can you give that to me now or later?
No, we'll do that. We'll do that in private later.
Okay.
So I want you to get that. I want him to get that posted for you if he can. Under documents at Courtroom Watch, and then anybody, I don't have the technical ability to post anything on RTR or the RBN network. So, but I fully authorize anybody who wants to, like John Stantmiller or any one of his computer people who does the actual postings, go right ahead. Lori, Texas Lori, if you're listening, post everything anywhere you want to. We welcome the multiple posting and the linking. So go ahead and if somebody wants to do that, I wasn't able to do it because I don't have posting for the RBN network. So, but I would like to get it up there if anybody wants to do it. There's a phone blitz for Chris on the Courtroom Watch website. Just copy that over and include the address of the courthouse, which is 200 Lewis Avenue. That's 200 Lewis Avenue in Vegas at 9 in the morning this Friday, which is the 31st. So March 31st, 9 a.m., 200 Lewis Avenue is where we're seeking courtroom observers. I usually focus on the phone blitz part of it because being across the country, it's not my first thing to think about going to the courthouse, but that should have been on there. And I just didn't have that address on me at the time. So we'll try to get that posted and then also over at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, yeah, thanks for that, Tom. We'll try to get it up everywhere.
Yeah, publish everything you can.
Yeah, you're right on that. The more you post, the better. I don't like to get the listeners too bogged down in so much that it becomes confusing.
No, but
it should be online where people can research that. You're right.
Get it up there so they can research it if they want to. By the way, that makes the prosecution far more nervous when they know everything they do is published.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
yeah. So
here will
so
be
you
quite
heard.
Interesting.
Great advice, Tom. Chris,
okay.
You got that advice there, which is so. Tom, thank you so much. Check in with us later this week as well. So, Chris,
hasta la vista.
Okay, buddy. Thank
Maybe.
You, Chris. You take Tom. Tom is exactly right, Chris. You want to get all your stuff posted that you possibly can. So, if you send something out today to the witch's court, make sure you get it right to up in the public place.
If Microscope hadn't screwed up my email, I think they jacked some kind of can or cloud or something in here. I would never do the cloud. The cloud goes to everywhere in the world so they can spy on everything you sell. I would never have signed up for that.
Tell me about it.
It's like they hijacked my computer and stuck it in here and screwed up my whole email program. Now I can't even put an attachment together. I used to be able to click and put one in the file.
People can see what we go through now. Chris's email's getting jammed up. This is why it's hard to get stuff done. They blocked our original jury nullification flyer. I'm pretty sure as of just earlier today, it's still up there at courtroomwatch.com. So download that sucker and pass it out to as many people as possible. For all you people out there who can't really, show up and do courtroom observing for some of these cases we're talking about, get down to your local county courthouse in your neighborhood. And pass these for cases that you don't even know about. You know about them. You know what's going on. They're the same thing that's going on everywhere. They're going to be running people through like Tom McAvara and like Chris and everybody else at their street, Clive and Bundy and all these other people. That same thing's going on right in your neighborhood, people. It's going on to people you don't necessarily know and people you haven't heard about their cases because the local media is not going to cover it. So how are you going to know if you don't get down there? Now, if you take a stack of jury nullification flyers down there on the morning of jury selection, which you can find out when that is just by calling the courthouse, get down there about 10, 15 minutes before the doors open and pass it out, the jury nullification flyer, to everybody in line. That's a huge, huge, huge thing you can do to really make a dent in this. It's really going to facilitate the awakening. Post it up everywhere. Be creative. Put it on light poles and put it on bulletin boards in the coffee shop. The student union, if you're in college, wow, man, post it up at the student union bulletin board. Get it up there. Post it online. There's a lot of online bulletin boards for universities. Anybody wants to get something done and really do some nice activist work just from the comfort of your computer, go online and find out either the online bulletin board for the major universities around the country. You can do it and on all of them. And whatever libertarian organization is at that school. They almost all colleges have, a student organization of libertarians or, you know, however you want to put it, freedom coalitions or whatever their name is. Get it out there and promote that jury nullification flyer and ask them to post it up and rebroadcast it and repost it and tweet it out on Twitter and all the other stuff that you do to promote and link it in. That single thing, the jury nullification, is really what's going to save people. And we have proof of that in the Bundy cases, the federal Bundy cases out in Oregon just recently. And the jurors after the trial said, yeah, we got the message on jury nullification from y'all and it worked out and that great, perfect. That's the ending we're looking for. That's the last barricade right there for what we're going through. So there's the solution. And so I encourage people, before we bring in Steve from Kansas, and we're coming up to the end of the night here, so we'll bring in Steve real quick before we go out. But right now I want to read the numbers out for, these are the numbers of the judge who's trying to lock up Chris on a psychiatric, on a competency hearing in a psychiatric prison, no joke. Chris, yes, the same Chris that's here with us tonight. I know it's hard to believe. How can they say this guy's mentally ill? He's just a brilliant common law and a scholar and historian. I mean, there's nothing, they have to show that he's an immediate danger to himself or others, and they can't do that. They're persecuting him on his political...
It's a danger to the government, Eric. That's the reason they want to color me as incompetent, because
I know.
Whenever we learn the law and we're able to defend ourselves, it makes it very unhandy for them to have to defend against us, because we aren't held by the same rules they are, because we're not part of their bar club, and they don't,
sure.
We don't play nice with them and let them get away with stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, the paperwork that Chris writes and the paperwork that I write, it's very similar to what the attorneys write. The arguments are the same. And sometimes they're structured a little different, but it's the same stuff, and it's okay for the attorneys to do it, but it's mentally ill when we do it. So once again, here's the numbers for all our friends who are not online or can't get to a computer and check it out. I'm going to speak the numbers right now. I want everybody to call. Be professional. You're not going to have any problems calling the judge. Don't be scared. You're lucky if they call you back. I'm still waiting for a call back. I want a call back. I'm hoping they're going to call him and tell me why Chris is mentally ill. I speak with him every night on the radio. He sounds fine to me. So anyway, here's the number for the judge. It's 702-671-4395. This is Judge Togliatti, T-O-G-L-I-A-T-T-I, Togliatti. And her first name is Jennifer, and she's a competency judge. These are the most dangerous ones. These are the ones that can lock somebody up in a psychiatric prison indefinitely, at which point you're at the mercy of the system and they don't have any. They will pump you up full of drugs until you're walking around shuffling your feet along like in a coma and keep you that way until they can steal all your property and then just, you know, charge the state for all your fees and the cost of keeping you in there. So at the top it's about control, at the bottom it's about money and taking out the patriots along the way. So here's the number of the commissioner, Steve Sisolak, And we should tell him that we're boycotting Las Vegas. I'm certainly not going to spend any money in Las Vegas as long as these Patriot persecutions are going on. We'll bring that up. I'll hit him in their wallet. Tell him you're not going to ever come to Vegas as long as these things are going down. And the Steve Sisolak's number is 702-455-0000. This is the county commissioner, 702-455-0000. I'm going to give you one more number because we don't want to forget the man behind the curtain is the Vicar General, V-I-C-A-R. Look it up yourself, folks. There's one in your neighborhood. These are the guys who manage the bar. And this is where all the globalist agenda comes out of. It doesn't come out of progressives and liberals. It's a globalist Vatican agenda. And once I went into the surrogate courts in New York, I saw that the Vicar General truly is the man behind the courts. I watched him get everything from the surrogate court in New York State. So the Vicar General's name is Bob, B-O-B, good old Bob Stokig, S-T-O-E-C-K-I-G, Bob Stokig. His number is 702-697-3903. That's 702-697-3903. That's the Vicar General. Those are the three numbers I'd like you to call. All right? So please call on behalf of Chris and just be professional, polite, but be firm and just tell him that you've heard Chris speak almost every night on the radio, and he's a perfectly sound mind. Number two, where is the evidence that he's an immediate danger to himself or others? Because that's the legal standard if they're going to try to incarcerate somebody on a psychiatric hold. So once again, this is the supreme paramount of danger to our personal liberty and our people. Chris is one of our people. Chris, we got to hang together with Chris. Please don't anybody listen to this show and then not make the calls. I've already called the judge, left a message waiting for a call back. I'm going to call during business hours tomorrow. Along with the Vicar General and the Commissioner, I expect everybody else to do the same if you care about Chris. You're going to want, look, people, this is coming for everybody, eventually. And if you want people to be there for you, you got to be there for other people as well. If we can't take the teeny, leany, little, itty-bitty risk that it is calling, making a phone call to these people, I mean, who are we? What good are we? I mean, we can't fight it. I mean, geez, we just give up and give in, submit to the fear, and the enemy wins without firing a shot. That ain't right. So if you care about Chris that little, or you care about anybody, I mean, Chris especially, you should care because he appears here every night and he brings great insight and knowledge into everything that we talk about usually. So please, I urge people to make the three calls on behalf of Chris. Before the show's over, I want to bring in Steve from Kansas. So Steve, sorry you only got, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, but that should be enough. You know, I did want to focus on Chris's case tonight because we're trying to save Chris's ass from the witch's court and the witch's psychiatric prison. This is really scary. So, Steve, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I'll be quick because I know the time's short and whatever, Eric.
That's okay.
I'll tell you one thing. Eric's done a terrific job on this courtroomwatch.com. As for the information there, just go in there. There's a big green eye looking at you. Just scroll down a couple of pages, and all this information's on there. I'll just say, you know, any real American, which I am, is not going to let this man disappear in some black bag in some psychiatric ward, because this is what's happening, and this isn't about him breaking the law or knowing the law or anything like this. This is about shutting him up. This is about money. This is about control. And he talks about, the little I know about this, you know, them taking a car or whatever like that, and people say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, are you breathing? That's a start. Do you have any property? Do you live any place? Do you travel? Do you ride in the car? Do you walk? If you do, you're a target. And any interaction with any of these lying, thieving, bully thugs is a threat to you, your family, and your property, and your life. And you cannot let this man have this happen to him. We only got 2 days, really, to do anything. So do this. If you care about the veterans and all this stuff, you better make sure there's a country here worth defending and fighting for and possibly dying for. And as for me, just briefly, he talks about the problem he has. It doesn't even have to be that. next week after we stop this. Maybe I can get into a little more call in and say it started with me by the local bully thugs picking up my children's two pet geese that we've had for 12 years. That's how it started, and I've been through it all, believe me. And people say, well, there's a court and there's a process. Yeah, the punishment is the process. So I just want to tell Chris, I don't know him, but I care for him, and we're going to stop this. And all people have to know right now is we're landing on the beach, go from the dry sand to the wet sand. That's it for this week. We're going to stop this, and it's stopped by numbers. And people need to do this and get hold of your friends. As for your Christians out there, get hold of your fellow members in the church and say, this is it. This is the moment of truth. This is whether you got it or not. Because when they come for you, who are you going to call? I wouldn't call a 911. So anyway, I want to get off, Eric. You've done a terrific job. I appreciate your help and everything like that. I'm going to get off so you can finish up with what you got to say. But I've said, you know, about as strongly as I can say that any real American out there better do this because they're coming for you. This is 1930s Germany all over again, and our country is the first country in history that knows all the history, knows all the facts, knows how this happens. And we have an opportunity to stop this. The first nation in the world, the first society in the world to stop this. This is the moment of truth. Thanks so much,
Very
Chris.
Well said.
Take care, and you too, Eric, and maybe we'll talk later.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. Anytime,
excellent.
Chris.
That was very well. Very well done, Steve. Excellent presentation. That was fantastic. You encapsulated it just perfectly. That was that's great. You know, here we are. Like Steve said, this is the seminal moment. And I really wish that at the top of the food chain here with Trump and the new administration that they'd come on board and help us with this. I'm begging for their help. I'm on my knees begging you. Come on. We need help. We want help. This would increase Trump's support nationwide, I mean exponentially, if he started freeing the patriots from this witch's court. And there's a lot that he can do from his position. From the position of Jeff Sessions, especially, he just has to pick up the phone and say, drop these cases and drop them now. And then grant clemency to the people who are already in behind the cage, behind the bars. We got people, we're doing to people what would be an absolute night, but people would be melting down if you did it to an animal. And yet we're getting away with doing it to our brethren. We got people like Tom LaCavara, like Cliven Bundy, locked in cages. People like Steve who just called, the government's hassling him because he's got two geese. Apparently you can't have geese as pets in Kansas. What a nightmare. And wait till you hear what his case, how it developed, and what the nightmare that he got into. They're coming for everybody eventually. They're starting with the most effective speakers first. Don't let them do it to Chris. We're going to pick this up again tomorrow night on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. And boy, is this an illustration of why we are not a democracy. We are a republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us. Post a link to this show everywhere you can. Get as many people to hear this information as possible, and maybe we'll win this before we lose it. So download the jury nullification flyer at courtroomwatch.com and get active. Thank you, y'all. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.